Hello, today is Monday, October 8th, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. This past summer, TC2 and LB3 produced a special 15-episode podcast series titled Staying Ahead of the Demand for Network Cost Savings. The series generated a lot of positive feedback, so the focus of our annual New York conference this fall will have a similar theme. To help provide a quick overview of the October 31st conference on the topics that we'll be covering, I'm joined by Ben Fox, one of TC2's managing directors, and Andrew Brown, the managing partner of LB3, and Andrew is also the chairman of TC2. Ben, let me start with you. Can you tell us more about the theme of the conference?
Yes. So the theme of the conference is how to stay ahead of the demand for network cost savings by focusing your organization on how to drive continuous cost improvements really at all times. So it's sort of, as you'll recall, Joe, that the podcast series originated from how often clients approach us with a need to kind of suddenly save money due to the latest company-wide cost-cutting initiative. And also because we see that happening so much, such initiatives just seem to be a fact of life in companies these days. So for whatever reason, the network budget always seems to be targeted in those initiatives to deliver a disproportionate share of the cost savings targets. So that was what caused us to have the podcast series. And that theme, that really seemed to resonate so well with so many of our enterprise clients. It was really funny, actually, how many of them listened to the first podcast in that series and then said to me and others, you know, that we must have been thinking specifically of them when we referred to the client with yet another huge cost reduction drive. Yet, of course, we really weren't referring to any single client. It could have been any one of them. So that feedback just reinforced to us how relevant and how important it continues to be to have a comprehensive toolkit and an ongoing portfolio of initiatives and projects that deliver cost reductions across the entire network infrastructure and services budget. So really, to support our clients' efforts to deliver such continuous cost improvements, that's the subject of our one-day New York conference this year.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. You know, I do think it's important to emphasize the point that saving on network costs, it's a mindset that really does require constant focus. To be really successful, enterprises can't just think about a cost savings event to squeeze out some savings. Okay, Andrew, what are the different areas that we'll be covering at our conference at the end of this month?
Hey, Joe. We'll actually be covering quite a lot of material. The conference is focused on providing useful and, I guess more importantly, implementable advice to address the basic challenge of delivering perpetual cost savings that Ben described and getting into the mindset that you just mentioned so that enterprises can make that happen. So based on our actual experience working with our clients, we're going to focus on how enterprises really do stay ahead of the demand for network cost savings in today's market. So we set the conference up to tackle that challenge with basically three areas. And for each area, we'll have a handful of different sessions. So first, we'll cover general sourcing issues. What are the key negotiation and contract best practices that provide the groundwork and the platform to realize the best pricing and most optimal costs from your suppliers? For instance, we'll discuss the importance of competitively sourcing network infrastructure services in order to stay ahead of the pricing curve. Talk about the recent trends in market pricing for network services, and then cover how to gain advantage when you are forced into one of those single source negotiations where there's just not a lot of competition to discipline a single supplier's pricing. And as part of that, we'll also cover the best in class commercial contract terms that you should negotiate to maintain the competitiveness of your company's deals. Second, we're going to cover the big topic of technology change. We'll talk in general about how to best take advantage in your sourcing work and negotiations of the real leverage that technology transformation project gives you. But we're also going to do some real deep dive sessions on delivering cost reductions with SD-WAN and internet first strategies, a hugely popular and important topic right now. Plus, we'll cover the latest developments we see in global UCaaS and SIP trunking projects, which are equally important for enterprises today. And finally, the third area that we're going to hit addresses the crucial but often overlooked stuff that companies must do to confirm that they are paying invoices that are correct, that they are purchasing the optimal mix of infrastructure services, and that they're deploying the tools and processes, the most common being telecom expense management services, that help you to do all of that.
And Joe, there's just a few additional sessions I want to highlight too that span all three of those areas that Andrew just talked about. So first, we'll have a session all about wireless spend and the wireless services, and the key steps to take to drive down that relentlessly growing consumption and spend area in your network budget. We'll have a session focused on the savings opportunities that exist in your spend on managed services and on purchases of OEM products and services and the VARs that support such purchases. We tend to find that everyone jumps straight to network transport and to mobile spend when these initiatives arise, and they neglect actually the significant cost savings available in these other areas too. And we'll also have a quick discussion of the never-ending upward trend of the Universal Service Fund surcharge that carriers impose on many of the services that our enterprise customers buy. And then finally, just to finish the day off, we have a bit of a bonus session, which is going to tackle strategies and approaches for deals or supplier relationships that in some fashion have gone wrong. It's not infrequent for TC2 and LB3 to get brought in by our clients when they're sometimes in what can be quite dire straits with a particular supplier, particular contract or particular service, and sometimes just need to work out a way to exit a deal as inexpensively and with as little disruption as possible, or alternatively, just need help to course correct a failing deal. So we're going to talk about some successful strategies and tips you can use when you find yourself in such a situation.
All right. Thanks, Ben. You know, I'll be at the conference covering one of those topics. Andrew, I always look forward to the New York conference because there seems to be a ton of energy in the room and a lot of good real world information is exchanged.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun day. Our New York conference has really become a great annual event for our clients and for us, but it's also really informative. Anyone who has attended before knows that we deliver a huge amount of useful content in just a single day. And, you know, by the way, it's definitely worth reminding everyone that we only invite enterprise customers. So the conference is a totally vendor-free zone. There won't be anyone there trying to sell stuff or market their products or give you some squeaky toy with the vendor logo on it. And that always opens up a lot of space for our team of speakers and the conference participants to speak freely about industry knowledge, best practices, and their good and bad vendor experiences. So there's always a lot of good discussion between participants. And that leads to really high quality network opportunities for participants to talk to their industry peers. So we always hear from people that attend that this kind of peer-to-peer engagement is a major benefit of the day. So we're looking forward to another great turnout and hope to see a lot of you in New York on October 31st.
Okay, thanks, Andrew, and thank you as well, Ben, and thank you to the listening audience. If you are interested in attending the conference, there's information on the TC2 and LB3 website. So just go to techcaliber.com or lb3law.com. And there will also be a link in the email that we sent letting you know about this podcast. You can also touch base with one of the TC2 or LB3 professionals that you're currently working with. If you're unable to make the conference but would like to learn more about these topics, or perhaps you'd like to discuss other telecom and ICT lifecycle needs with Ben, Andrew, me, or any of our LB3 and TC2 colleagues, you can give us a call or send us an email. And you can also check out our websites or follow us on LinkedIn.